Jane, age 19. The station commander eyed Jane from across the table, cheeks swirling purple. This was not the first time Jane had been in her office. This was not the first time she'd been pissed at her. Counselor Lucan sat near them, as always, completing the triangle of people who did not want to be talking to each other. Her fake smiles had grown less frequent. That suited Jane just fine. Commander Hoa stroked the skin around her talk box, as she did when she was thinking. Jane was kind of annoyed for thinking it, but stars, her species really was pretty. "I am trying to understand," she said, "why you were caught trying to break into cargo hold 6. Jane crossed her arms. "I got caught because I was stupid and didn't disable the third camera." The purple in Commander Hoa's cheeks grew darker. "I meant why you were trying to break in at all." Jane flicked her eyes over to Counselor Lucan, who was rubbing one of her temples. "I was looking for my ship." "Jane, I don't know how many times we have to go over this," Counselor Lucan said. "That ship is not here. It was confiscated by legal authorities, and I do not know where it has gone. That is how it works when something is confiscated. You do not know where it is. You do not get it back. Why did you think it was in cargo hold 6? The commander asked. "It wasn't in cargo hold 2 or 3 either, as you know from experience." Jane shrugged. "I haven't been to cargo hold 6 yet." "So why?" "I just said, I haven't been to it." "She says," she pointed at Counselor Lucan, "that my ship's not there, but I don't know that. All I know is that she says that. That means nothing to me." "What, because she's got the same face and hands as me and has the power to take people's stuff away?" "I didn't have any say in it," Counselor Lucan said, speaking over Jane. "This was a transport board matter." "I'm supposed to believe anything that comes out of her mouth?" "I am trying to help." "And you? You have all your doors and walls and unauthorized zones. Why? What don't you want me to see? What's so fucking important that..." "Okay, enough," the commander said. She sighed, the first time she'd opened her mouth during the whole conversation. Owl had told Jane to be ready for the way Aeluans talked, but Jane hadn't been. Not really. Owl had told her. Jane shut her eyes. "Don't worry," she thought, trying to make the words stretch as far as they needed to. "I haven't left you. I haven't left you. I'm coming. I'm coming, and it's gonna be okay." The commander kept talking. Lots of words like behavior and regulations and for your own safety. Blah fucking blah. Jane didn't care. She didn't care about any of this. She'd been on the station for more than 60 days, and they still couldn't tell her when she'd get to leave. "Form work," Counselor Lucan said. "Processing. Applying for citizenship took time," she said. And there was some dumb, unanswered question about whether Jane's case counted as a standard refugee thing, or if Jane and Lorian should be categorized as clones, which is apparently a whole big, complicated thing, if so. Oh, and social adjustment. Fucking hell. Lucan was actually making them watch all these dumb vids about what to expect in GC society, as if Jane hadn't been practicing that for years. As if everything Owl taught her didn't matter. Owl. Owl, owl, owl. The room had gone silent, and Jane realized the other two were waiting for her to say something. "I'm sorry," she said. "I won't do it again." She looked back and forth between them. Neither looked any more pleased than they had when the security guard brought her in there. "Can I go?" The commander sighed again and waved her toward the door. Jane couldn't get out fast enough. Lorian was waiting for her on the other side, sitting on a bench opposite the door. "Hey," he said, speaking Skoensk. He chased after her as she strode down the hall. Are you? "I'm so sick of this," she said. "So sick of all this stupid shit." She walked faster and faster, nearly breaking into a run. Her muscles wanted to run. She wanted to run away from the station, away from all these stupid, binding rules, away to wherever they'd taken Owl. Lorian kept up. She could feel him watching her. She had nothing to say to him, but she felt better with him there. He was the only thing on the station she recognized. They came to a railing, overlooking the wide commons below. She leaned against the cold metal, looking down, looking at nothing. Damn it. Of course there'd been a third camera. The hall outside that cargo hold was a weird junction, and she just assumed that it had the same camera setup as everything else. Stupid. They'd taken her tools. Again. And they knew she was going for that particular cargo hold, so she'd have to be real careful the next time. She'd have to plan it just right, so that... She kicked the railing, so hard it made her toes curl in. Her body was strong enough to kick now. It could kick and punch and yell real loud. And those were the only things she wanted to do these days. "She's not here, is she?" Jane whispered. She hadn't meant the words for anyone, but Lorian answered. Not with words, but with a hand on top of hers. He looked at her with his grass-green eyes. A human eyes could never be without some help. "No," his eyes said. "And I am so, so sorry." Jane watched the busy commons down below. It was full of aliens, not another human to be seen. They were spacers, most of them, except for the vendors selling food the doctors hadn't let her eat yet. "Your body isn't ready for heavy foods, Jane. Come on, take your supplements. Fuck off." Supplements were just meals crammed into a pill instead of a cup. She looked at Lorian, looked right at him so he couldn't look away. "Do you want to get out of here?" He looked back at her, searching her face. He took a deep breath. "Yes," he said. She felt something stir in her, something sure and final, the same something that had made her step out of the hole in the wall, that had made her decide she would never, ever leave her bones in the scrapyard. She nodded at Lorian, grabbed his hand tight, and headed down to the commons. Scales and claws and tentacles surrounded her, all headed to places she could barely imagine. Without much thought at all, she climbed up on a bench, pulling Lorian with her. "Good afternoon," she called out in clip. A few heads turned. "We are looking for passage off this station. If there's anyone here could use a skilled tech, I'll be happy to work in exchange for a trip to seriously anywhere." There were a few laughs, a lot of eyes averted. She imagined herself as they must have seen her, some scrawny, bald, sickly thing in her silent, hairy friend. Yeah, she wouldn't come up and talk to them either. Something approached through the crowd, a Harmagian, heading for them on her wheeled cart. Jane quickly studied the tentacled body coming toward them. Yes, it was a her. "Thank you, Owl." "How skilled of a tech," the Harmagian said, her eye stalks stretching forward. "I've done nothing else my whole life," Jane said. "I can fix anything." The Harmagian rolled her front dactyli, pierced all over with shimmering jewelry. "And you?" the Harmagian said, speaking to Lorian. Lorian visibly swallowed. Jane stepped in. "He doesn't know Clip. He has trouble speaking," she said. "But he's smart and hardworking and can do whatever you need him to do." "But what does he do?" the Harmagian said. Jane looked at Lorian. He draws, she said. He helps. He's my friend, and he has to come with me. Lorian didn't understand the bulk of it, but he caught friend. He smiled at her. She couldn't help but smile, too. The Harmagian laughed.
Well, I have no need for someone who draws, and I don't need a tech, either.
Jane's stomach sank. But the Harmagian fanned out her dactyli. Jane didn't know what the gesture meant, but it shut her up all the same.
What I do have, the Harmagian said, is a cargo hold full of Sintelin. You know what that is? It's a top-shelf spirit, and they don't make it in central space. I've got barrels and barrels of it, and every one of them needs to be turned over 3 times a day so that the sentiment doesn't harden. I know my crew isn't looking forward to that task, and neither am I.
She looked Jane up and down.
It's a lot of heavy lifting. You'd need to be strong to do it.
I can do it, Jane said, tugging down her sleeves as nonchalantly as she could. I can absolutely do it.
I don't have any spare sleeping quarters, and none meant for humans, anyway, she said. You'd have to sleep on the floor in one of the storage compartments.
That's fine.
I'm headed to Port Coriel. That's 11 10-days from here.
Jane relayed that to Lorian. He nodded. That's also fine, she said. The Harmagian's eye stalks shifted back and forth.
My ship's the Yotun, docking bay 3. We leave at 16:30. I won't wait around.
She paused.
You both look a bit tweaked. Are you martyrs?
Jane looked at Lorian, then shook her head. The Harmagian didn't understand the gesture.
No, Jane said. At least, I don't think so.
The Harmagian said.
I think I'll drop you at the caves, anyway.